Good morning, everybody. It is a rainy Sunday morning. Actually, not quite yet here. I'm Glenn Mack now, along with Jody McDonald. Jody Mack, the weather report in New Jersey currently is?
Overcast, but no rain here yet either. But it's supposed to be coming.
It is supposed to be coming, and if you are going down to the Eagles-Packers today, dress accordingly, because by all reports it is going to be raining. At least up until the 8:20 kickoff, we will see after then. And it is a huge day because the Eagles 9-1 play the Packers. Aaron Rodgers coming to town. Jody, Aaron Rodgers coming to town with a broken thumb. I was just reading about this. Let me just read you this and get your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Ian Rappaport just wrote that it kind of came out yesterday that the injury that he suffered when the Packers lost to the Giants in London in early October. So we're talking about, 7 weeks ago, is an avulsion fracture of the thumb. And Dr. McDonald, what that means is that extreme force, in this case a hit, from a linebacker, causes the ligament to rip away from the attachment, taking some bone with it. Oof. Usually, almost always, it says, the cure, the remedy is immediate surgery. He's playing through it.
Couple of things. Number one, I'm not a doctor, although I'm asked to play one on radio from time to time. Number two, they showed the highlight. I was watching ESPN this morning, and they showed the actual play. It looked to me like he hit it against the ground, mm-hmm. which is different than hitting against someone else's helmet. It was that type of play. As he threw the football, he got pounded to the ground. It looked like the avulsion took place on the ground, which maybe the ground is harder over there in London than it is here. We're always talking about the comparison between turf and grass here. And I don't know where English turf falls on that scale. I've always been an Aaron Rodgers fan. Loved him coming out in the draft. Couldn't believe he sat till into the 20s for the Packers to pick. I thought he was going to be the first overall pick and thought he'd be better than Alex Smith, which surely he can be. That's one I got to take a victory lap for. But I'm just getting the feeling, Mac, that this may be the end of the road.
Mm.
That he doesn't say anything for 5 or 6 weeks. And I know I've seen video of the conversations he has all the time with McAfee, and good for McAfee that he gets him on the show all the time. Probably writes a pretty good check because I know how big McAfee's check is. So if they had this, just carve off a little for Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure he's very willing to do that. And they seem to be boys, and it's rather relaxed and it's comfortable. And maybe it was just an off-the-cuff mention. I'm sorry, maybe I'm getting cynical in my old age, but the first thing I thought about was, is he laying the groundwork for an exit here? That if he's losing to the Eagles in the second half, getting a beat down put on him, that they get to the 8-loss mark for the season. And come on, they're at, like, I think I saw on ESPN this morning, a 6% chance to make the playoffs at this point.
Yeah.
It'll surely be less than that if they lose to the Eagles. Maybe this is a way for him to be able to step aside and go, yeah, this thumb is just coming. I don't know that I can play. I'm reading the rumors that Jordan Love needs to get in a game and the Packers need to get a look at him. Maybe he hastens the process and says, yeah, this thumb is just not good. I probably need surgery on it. Glenn Mack now said on WIP he needs and should have had surgery. Well, let me go ahead and get that surgery done so that I can easily step aside.
Yeah.
Just mentioning.
Yeah. Well, that's a really interesting point because for them, this is make it or break it. As you said, they have a 6% chance. Is that what you said, of getting in the playoffs today,
correct,
this morning?
As of today, before today,
they lose. Yeah, they lose today. They go to 4-8, and they ain't making the playoffs this year at 9-8. Even if they run the table. So, I agree with you. If they lose today, they're done. And if they are done, does that give him? And by no means am I suggesting, nor do I think you are, that he's a quitter. But at that point, it's like, hey, I really tried to play through this injury. You know, I gave it my best shot for a number of weeks. At this point, the thing for me to do is to sit down and recover. Now, I'm talking for the year. Are you talking about retirement?
Retirement from the Green Bay Packers, not the National Football League. Because I don't think the Rodgers is a quitter. I'm with you on that. But we found that this past offseason, when he needs to, he can play the diva negotiation card.
Oh, yeah.
And not show up for minicamp and not talk to his backup quarterback. And, oh, he played his cards just right to get that $50 million a year extension tacked on to his contract. So if need be, like, hey, I need to get surgery done on my thumb to hasten his exit from Green Bay to potentially go elsewhere, because he looks around and says, yeah, I want another shot at a Super Bowl between you, me, and a lamppost. I don't think it's happening here in Green Bay, so maybe I need to start to play the leverage negotiation card and see if I can be elsewhere next year.
Play the Brady thing, more or less. Kind of.
Brady was so much better at it. He kept it all, when I say better, I mean under wraps. Rodgers did it out front.
Yeah,
Rodgers made it well known. Rodgers goes on the McAfee show so that he can do his negotiating and leverage gaining on a week-in, week-out basis. Brady, to his credit, kept it all behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Only he and Kraft and Belichick knew about it, so I wouldn't compare those two.
Well, I just mean in terms of a great Hall of Fame quarterback deciding after great success in one franchise he wants
going
to go
elsewhere. Oh, okay. Yeah.
In those terms. Yeah, Rodgers is so public about it. He hinted about becoming the host of Jeopardy when that was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, he's
hinted. He did it for weeks.
Yeah. He was okay, too. He wasn't horrible.
He wasn't bad. Wasn't terrible.
He wasn't
at
the
all.
Worst one they had doing it.
Oh, not even close.
So, I got one more thought on the injury, and I have a prediction tonight, and it's going to annoy us. I'll let my cards out early and tell you I think the Eagles are going to win. You and I will pick scores later. I'm not exactly giving away the store here. But I think that the game kickoffs at 8:20. Before 9 p.m., we will all be thoroughly sick of Chris Collinsworth praising, being overly effusive about the bravery of Aaron Rodgers playing through this. And if and when he touches a touchdown pass, Chris Collinsworth is going to play it like they just named a new pope.
All right. Then I got to put you on the carpet here. How many mentions is that? You said before 9 o'clock, so in the first hour, 45 minutes of the broadcast.
Yeah.
Is three overkill? One is legit because story.
I'll take over three and a half for a beer.
Four Aaron Rodgers thumb mentions in the first 45 minutes of the game.
Correct.
Okay, you're on.
All right. You and I are actually meeting for beers this week.
Yes, we are.
So we'll bet a beer even though they're all being paid for. But nonetheless, we'll bet a beer.
One of us will have to go up to the bar and get it. We'll give our server a little bit of a break.
That's it. Go and fetch the two beers. Right. The guy who loses the bet throws an extra 5 or 10 in for the tip.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a done
there
deal.
You go. All right. So we got that. So I wanted to start by talking about Hurts and Sirianni, but I like this Rodgers thing we're talking about. So let's stick with that for a while. By the way, 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Best caller of the day wins a $50 gift card to Shive Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Francisco Rojas, our producer, will be the judge on that regard. Okay. So I've been watching the Packers a little bit this year. I did watch the game in England where he looked pretty bad. I mean, he looked real bad, and his throwing wasn't accurate. I watched them against Dallas where they were down 14, I think, and they come back and beat the Cowboys in overtime in New York. And then Thursday Night Football, they looked terrible against Tennessee. And only score 17. So do we know which Rodgers? Do you have a thought as to which Aaron Rodgers comes out tonight?
I think he's had a less than stellar year. And maybe, and I'm going to sound like Chris Collinsworth apparently here, it has something to do with that thumb. I don't know. But if it is legitimately broken, and I don't think you make something like that up, most quarterbacks would have an issue throwing the football with the kind of injury that he has. So I'm factoring that into my evaluation. They never replaced Devontae Adams. They threw a bunch of young guys out there. They got a couple of well-recognizable names of wide receivers who've been around the league before, some of which previously with Rodgers, others taking first chance with Rodgers, and it just hasn't flat-out worked. I know we always leave it right at the doorstep of the quarterback, but that's not always accurate and or fair. I think the Packers did a lousy job of giving him the necessary weapons around him.
Which, by the way, he makes note of all the time. He'll let you know that publicly.
All the time. Like I said, he's so much better at playing the diva game than a guy like Brady is. I don't know that you should be. You asked me what Aaron Rodgers is going to show up. Here's the one thing I feel more confident about. This is not the same Green Bay Packers. How much of that is Aaron Rodgers and you just want to judge the 53-man roster? Oh, no, they're 4-7 on merit. They deserve to be 4-7. They haven't been, oh, my God, just lost games and a bad call here and a bad bounce there. Oh, no, they're a 4-7 football team. Yeah. And they're a usual 13-3, 12-5, 13-4, and now with extra games, an extra game added. That's what we're used to seeing out of the Green Bay Packers. And this team is not nearly as good as the Packers we've seen over the last several years.
No, they're not. They are, as you say, they're 4-7 on merit. See, I'm so used to the Packers always being a high-quality team, right?
Yep.
Always. How many years has he been? He's 38, right? So he's 16 years in the league. He was a backup to Favre the first couple of years. So figure he's been a starter for, what, 13, 14 years? I mean, I'm not looking it up. I bet you they've had winning records 11 or 12 of those years. I bet you they've, you know, won double-digit games almost all those years. He is, just let me throw in a little background, he is 4-2 against the Eagles' career. Best game for us was 2019 when the Eagles beat them 34-27. Jody, if you can tell me who scored 3 touchdowns for the Eagles in that game, I'll buy you all the beers this week.
Was that anyway. But what year was this?
2019.
2019.
3 touchdowns for the Birds as they win 34-27.
Who had 3 touchdowns?
Yeah, for the Eagles.
Yeah, I got no idea.
Do you remember the name Jordan Howard?
Yes.
He had a game.
He had a good one, huh?
And it was Wentz, and it was Alshon Jeffery, and it was a bunch of guys who weren't here. The last time they played was 2020, and the Eagles were 3-8-1. And the Packers were 9-3 going into the game. It's probably the same week as this year. And he beat the Eagles 30-16, throwing for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns. So he has had a lot of great games against the Eagles. Do you believe this is the last chance Eagle fans will get to see him play?
As a Packer, possibly, yes. I'm not writing him off. And there's a possibility he could walk away because I think he did it for leverage purposes when he floated that, I can host Jeopardy thing. And he's got a lot of money yet to come. So my guess would be he would try and relocate himself next year with, of course, the assistance of the Packers. And, oh, by the way, with every passing game, the value that you're going to get in exchange for him, it's going down, Green Bay, sorry to say. And another, oh, by the way, with Russell Wilson doing what Russell Wilson is doing, the we'll go out and get the superstar quarterback and change our whole franchise around and pay a king's ransom to do it, the Packers' leverage on a potential return for Rodgers has been compromised. As a Green Bay Packer, green on green, yeah, I think there's a good chance this is the last time we ever see that.
I do, too. I think I would say it's better than 50-50 chance. It's the last time we see him here in our stadium, because there's so many teams in the league, and he's not coming to the NFC East, right? He's not going to end up with the Giants or Washington. We believe that.
I won't completely dismiss the Giants.
Because
they're not going to be in position to pick a quarterback, and Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. I doubt it. The way that they're building it, I don't see their Shane, GM, and Dable going there, but I can't say a 100% no.
You know, I you're probably right.
He could play Broadway. He's got a little Joe Namath vibe to him.
He does. He's a little thin-skinned, though, man. He'd have to, because the New York media, as you may know,
that's tough. You got a point there.
He's a little thin-skinned, so he's going to have to learn to cope with that if that's the case. He also is far and away the best quarterbacks the Eagles are going to face this season. So here's the ones they've beaten so far. Well, I'll say he's the best one they will have faced this season. Then we can get from here. Here's the quarterbacks the Eagles have beaten so far. Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, who's having a good year. Didn't have a good night, but is having a good year. Carson Wentz, you remember him. Kyler Murray, Cooper Rush, Kenny Pickett, Davis Mills, Matt Ryan. Those are the quarterbacks the Eagles have beaten. They still have to play Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, Tannehill next week. I'm trying to think of who else is on the schedule. But he's the best quarterback they'll face this year. I mean, he's the only one who's been the NFL MVP a couple of years. And while their offense has struggled, I will say, and you may have already suggested this, I never count out Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think this is going to be an easy win tonight. And I think the Eagles will win. I already said that. But I think Chris Collinsworth will have plenty of moments that he can be effusive about the bravery of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't think it's A, going to go that way, or B, Collinsworth would go that way. Here's what I've always said about Aaron Rodgers, and some people get annoyed by it because they think I'm heaping too much praise on him. Is he the greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League? No, he is not. That's Tom Brady. And there's a whole bunch of other guys I would put ahead of Aaron Rodgers. But if you're just talking about measuring a skill set, you know it's in my DNA as a scout. My father only did it for 45, 50 years, and he taught me everything about how to scout a baseball player. But you can attribute a line of thinking and the way you look at things to other sports as well if you think you know them well enough. I surely can do that with basketball. And I think I can do it with football, specifically the quarterback position. He might have the greatest skill set of any quarterback I've ever seen. The ability to just whip it off the right shoulder, to be able to make a play outside the pocket. Oh, by the way, he doesn't run like some of the quarterbacks, like this Hurts guy in Philadelphia. He's pretty good. It's the secondary right now for MVP in the NFL. That when he takes off, you're talking about 25 or 30 yards, and we're seeing a bunch of quarterbacks doing that more than we've ever done in the National Football League. He's not doing it as much because he's in his late 30s now. Rodgers used to be able to take off and make 20 when you needed to. People have probably forgotten about that in his game, but he could do that when he needed to back in his early years. He can still make amazing tosses on the run, on the month, 25 yards on a line, downfield to the receiver, toe drag swag before he goes out of bounds. He might have the best skill set I've ever seen of any quarterback ever play the game. That's how highly I think of the talents that Aaron Rodgers has.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, I hadn't thought of that, and I'd have to kind of think in my head who else I could consider for that. But I will say he's certainly one of the five best quarterbacks of this century, right? I mean, that goes without saying.
Easily. Yeah. This century's only 22 years old. So of that group, he's unquestioned in the top 20. I just told you, ever, for me. Skill set.
Yeah.
Now, there's more to it. There's leadership, the ability to win the big games, and that's what makes Brady in all of those championships, and Rodgers got all of one, so he's not in the conversation of greatest of all time. But if you're just talking about getting out a piece of paper, writing down a scouting report on what he can do while playing the quarterback position with his physical gifts, I think Aaron Rodgers might be the greatest of all time.
Wow. That's a bold statement. Let me think about that.
That's how much I think about him, and I don't think it's going to be an issue tonight because he's not surrounded by enough talent. This Green Bay team is not good enough to compete with the Philadelphia Eagles.
You're not impressed with that rookie kid? He's got 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games?
No. The Eagles have the best secondary in the entire National Football League.
Okay, good.
So he's averaging 2.5 touchdowns is what you're telling me over the did you say last 2 or 3 games?
He's got 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games.
5 and 2? Yeah, I'll take the under 2.5 in this game.
Not that bad. I'm not, no beers on that one.
Sure. Okay, no, all right.
I made some dumb bets with you in my life. I'm not
as dumb as you made with Sielski, and you're only one into betting him.
Jeez, and that's going to cost me a whole dinner. Yeah, I regretted that one from like 10 minutes after I made it, but, you know, what are you going to do? All right, 215-592-9494. Jody McDonald, Glenn Mack. Now, we got a lot coming up over the next 3 hours. We will examine every aspect of the game tonight. Sunday night football down at the Link. And I got a thing coming up I want to talk to Jody about the bond between coach and quarterback, and the special one we may have here with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Well, I want to talk some baseball with my seamhead pal, Jody Mack. Jody, I got two names of guys that I think would really help the Phillies that we haven't discussed a lot. I want to see if you think they are any good or I'm out of my mind with those. We'll work the Sixers. And, Jody, the Flyers lost again last night. I think it was their 33rd loss in a row.
Holy mackerel, they're terrible.
Yeah, so we'll get into that as well. Get into all of it, whatever you want to discuss with us. We are happy to do so. Remember, best caller of the day wins a $50 gift card to Scheib Vintage Sports. We'll be right back. Jody Mack, Glenn Mack, now on 94 WIP.